Hello, Sun City Shadow Hills. Big John here. Well, this is a short podcast, but I think it's a very important podcast. A couple of things have been brought to my attention, and I think we need to really pay close attention to it. And that is the service providers that come in, such as Grubhub and Uber Eats and whatever other people that deliver to you. And then also your Uber rides and Lyft rides. Please make sure that when you contact these people, if you're actually contacting them in person, to remind them to obey the speed and traffic laws that we have here at Sun City Shadow Hills. Yesterday, I was coming around a corner, and a guy with a Uber Eats sticker on his car went right through a stop sign and made a right-hand turn, and I was like, I was flabbergasted. I just couldn't believe it. So I'm reminded by our wonderful assistant general manager that we need to send that message out to you to please let those delivery service people know that we really want to protect our community. We don't want to hit a bicyclist or a duck or anything like that. So just pay attention to our laws when they're in our community, and that'll make us a safer place. Now, speaking of safer places, Today we have a wonderful guest. He is taking the time out of his very busy schedule to help us here explain a couple of things about the mask policy that the state of California has put out. And our good friend Jose at the Riverside Public Health Office, who works very closely with the CDC and the public address system for Riverside County, has put out some notices, and we have Tyler here with us today, Tyler Engel, and he is going to explain a little bit about what we have going on here. Now, Tyler, we're not talking about people having COVID, and we're not talking about people not having shots or having shots. We're just talking about basic public safety for our community. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay, so what's the deal right now?
Okay, so out of an abundance of caution, Desert Resort Management has decided that all of our employees will wear masks indoors. This includes employees that are vaccinated or non-vaccinated. They'll also wear masks outdoors when they're not able to socially distance. We've spoken with our other service providers and management companies, Troon, Allied Universal, and Vintage Landscape, and they've all agreed to follow this same policy.
So now that's based on the county recommendation. Well, actually, it comes from the state down to the county, and that's their recommendation that they've put out. And so we're not doing this to be aggressive. We're doing it to be safe. I think the important thing is that I would say if you don't feel comfortable as a resident. And you choose to wear your mask indoors or wear your mask when you're not socially distancing, that is your preference. And if you choose to do that, please feel free to do so. I think that'll keep us safe. And we're not going to be enforcing it with the residents of the community, right? Is that right, Tyler?
That's correct. We are not enforcing anything on the residents with regard to masks at this time. There's no county mandate that requires masks for anyone in these spaces, including employees, but in our case, Desert Resort Management and our upper management CEO agreed that out of an abundance of caution that we would go back to mask wearing this time, and that will be effective Sunday, August 1st.
Now, also, if the state guidelines change and it becomes more restrictive for residents, we'll get together with the board and the management team here, and we'll evaluate what it is we need to do, and we'll make an informed decision to send out to the community. Yes?
That's correct, yes.
Yeah. Okay, everybody. So it was a short podcast. I hope you got some good information out of it. I would say be safe. Do whatever you can to keep yourself safe and healthy, and enjoy the rest of your day. Have a great weekend. Thank you for your time.